Well, despite a decade of investigation and speculation, the disappearance of flight MH370 has always remained a painful mystery. And tonight on 7, a documentary special looks at new radio technology and fresh hope of finding the wreckage.
Sort of a eureka moment.
The premier event.
We will find MH370.
Relatives of the missing join scientists and aviation experts in a compelling quest for answers. Retired airline pilot James Nixon joins us now from Melbourne. Morning to you, James. Just hard to believe that we've just passed the 10th anniversary of the plane's disappearance. Are we any closer to knowing what happened?
G'day, Mon. Hi, Michael. Well, we are, because there's two bits to this. Australia was designed to find out where underwater the aircraft was, whereas Malaysia's job is to find out why. But they can't find out why until they find the wreckage and the black boxes and get further information. So they've been doing a huge amount of why not. The homicide squad in Malaysia has done over 630 interviews and checking into all the passengers, crew and everyone associated with the aircraft. They've found nothing. The home computer was investigated by a special team of IT experts. They went through it in three conclusion sections. They've had the idea that there's absolutely nothing on the home computer that is nefarious. There's four waypoints there, but they don't know where they were put there. They're not in a flight plan. They don't show anything about a flight plan to the Southern Ocean. And the thing about that home computer, because I'm a pilot and I used to get paid when they go to work, and so I looked at all the ID sign-ons for the captain. And every time he signed on and signed off, that's when the airline pays you. Two of the times he signed on, his computer was being used at home, probably by his son. So we don't know anything about the operation of that home computer other than the very barest details. But the most important thing that we've learned since then is that the airplane turned back, probably one of the last things they came up with after their final report, was that the airplane turned back towards Penang, the diversion airfield, at such a rate of turn and speed that obviously the autopilot was off. And that's a really important thing. The autopilot was off. They adjusted the heading up 5 degrees towards Penang, and then they tried to start a descent, but they were overwhelmed before the descent was initiated.
All right, James. Well, that sort of goes to the pilot's action, but the second question is, where is it? Where do you believe that plane is likely to be?
Pretty sure. I reckon it's where the CSIRO drift people worked out where it was originally, which is an area that's never been searched by Ocean Infinity and the new technology. It has been searched by the initial searches, but it's 4 kilometres down, and they're looking for something as big as a desk, 1 metre wide by 1 metre high by 2 metres long. That's what they're looking for, 4 kilometres down. Now, 4 kilometres in Melbourne is between Station Pier and St Kilda Pier. This is a long way down, and they're doing it underwater at night time. So the new technology will, if they go back and look at the original areas, I'm pretty sure they're going to find it.
Mm. Your own book pointed to toxic smoke rather than a deliberate action in the cockpit. That's a very interesting theory there. But also, if they're to find it and they got the black box, would it still be readable after 10 years in the bottom of the ocean?
Well, who knows? You know, there's no guarantees in this business. The only one guarantee I can give you is that I and thousands of pilots like me around the world, until further information, will think that Captain Shah and First Officer Hammond were heroes fighting to the death to save the aeroplane crew and passengers.
You know, it's interesting. I just still feel in all of this after 10 years, there's still hundreds of people affected by this, the families of all the people on board who don't have a clear answer, and that must be just still so incredibly difficult, James.
And thousands of pilots going to work at night and cabin crew. You know, this thing could happen tonight anywhere around the world. So people are going to work today not knowing if it's going to happen to them, you know, because we haven't found anything, really, in 10 years.
Been outrageous, isn't it? James Nixon, we really appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And that special, Why Planes Vanish, the hunt for MH370, is on 7 and 7 Plus tonight at 8:30.